The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Tempur-Pedic, and Comcast.
We learned a whole bunch of new things about the Bears this week as they took the practice field during a variety of different OTA sessions in week one. This is really where the offseason begins. Zach Zaidman with you alongside former Bears quarterback Jim Miller and 85 Bear Tom Thayer for the full hour here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We'll have special guests coming up a little bit later on in the program, but guys, let's start with the OTAs, and I'll begin with you, Jim. What do you gain out of this period of the offseason?
Well, for one, to hear, you know, you come off the rookie minicamp where the rookies are introduced to the materials, the schemes offensively and defensively. Now they're going to hit those schemes again for a second time, and then they'll get it a third time in the second minicamp, and then, of course, a fourth time in training camp. So they should be caught up to speed, or at least have a good base by the time they get to training camp to compete. I think for the veteran players, it's about cohesion. Now you're in year two, say, of the offense and what Mel Tucker wants to do on defense. Maybe you can start expanding some things offensively as they started to hit their stride late in the year. When you look at the Bears offense, ended up second in the league in terms of scoring. So you'd like to think that they can expand and do more on offense. Probably the bigger challenge would be on the defensive side of the ball, and the challenge for Mel Tucker with the new things that they're going to do. So he's got to introduce those concepts, get the guys to buy into those concepts, and then go out and play some good football defensively.
You know, I agree. And I think there's some other things. You know, you have some individual responsibilities to yourself. If you're a new guy, if you're a guy coming to this team for the first time, or even if you're a guy like Kyle Long or Jordan Mills, that they have to reassure their responsibilities. They have to understand their assignments. They have to make sure they're 100% in tune with everything they were able to learn last year, but also capitalize on what they learned and make some improvements and sharpen some of their techniques and fundamentals. And then you got the team camaraderie. This is what OTAs is for. You have a chance to kind of be in a relaxed atmosphere, but very serious in its own right. But you have an opportunity to share a little bit of time with somebody he doesn't know, somebody maybe from a different position, a guy that you're not going to have a chance to talk to very much because of the different meetings that you're in. And you know, Jim, the older you get, the more these older guys have to give their body a run through. They got to see where they're at this point. How is Charles Tillman feeling? Where is Tim Jennings? Where is Lance Briggs at this stage of the offseason? And those are just a few of the guys that you really have to kind of take stock with yourself in where you're at, how far are you away, and where do you need to be at this stage of some of the elder statesmen?
Yeah, no, it's a good point because, you know, those guys probably don't need the reps on the techniques as much as the new players that are being infused into the lineup. But certainly the new concepts, the classroom, the meeting time, all those type of things to get caught up to speed of what Mel Tucker wants to do differently on defense. And those guys are, that's why they're veterans and they're pros. And we talked about this last week, Tom. I think it's really important, and we saw it happen down in Dallas. Here's Zach Martin, the lineman that they draft from Notre Dame, ends up in a team drill, ends up Sean Lee blows out his knee. They're outstanding linebacker. I think it's important that especially new players into the program, whether it's the rookies who are drafted or free agents, they need to learn how to practice, to take care of one another physically. Because there are no wins and losses right now. The cohesiveness and the bonding and to get better every day that Tom was emphasizing, you have to take care of one another. Health is so important to a football team, and to do that, guys need to know how to practice like a pro. Staying off the ground. Don't get wrapped around a guy's leg. So stay on your feet and really know how to practice And that's really the modern-day NFL. You have to know how to do those things.
You mentioned Sean Lee's injury, Jim. You know, the Bears lost a wide receiver slash return specialist in Dominique Hickson, who they brought in this offseason. He's had ACL issues before, and first day of OTAs, landed wrong on the knee, was escorted off the field. Later on social media, he announced that he's done for the season, so the Bears already lost somebody. I think one of the more important things that you learn at the beginning of this phase of the offseason is the thinking with the coaching staff as to where guys are going to play and
yes.
who has first crack at what position. And, you know, you mentioned Tim Jennings. Yes, he's a veteran. So is Charles Tillman. They're the starting cornerbacks, at least based on the way they've aligned guys out there defensively. But you saw a switch. Kyle Fuller, the first round pick, you know, initially everyone thought he's going to be in on nickel packages as the nickelback. Not so. He's the cornerback. Tim Jennings now sliding in as the nickelback in passing down situations. Tom, from watching this team last year and understanding some of the issues that they had, how does this make the Bears better?
You know, you're capitalizing on experience, because with Tim Jennings, I don't think there's a lot of routes, a lot of receiver positioning, you know, that he hasn't seen already. So he's a little bit more familiar with the game. He knows how to move within the interior of the defense according to his responsibilities. I think if you put a cornerback in one exact position, you have a boundary to one of his shoulders, and you kind of limit the field that his opponent specifically has to work in. But I do think you're just trying to capitalize on the experience of Tim Jennings over his different seasons and his different opportunities to flourish in the NFL, that, you know, he's, you know, again, capitalizing on intelligence, I believe.
It's funny that you asked that, Zach, because I actually asked Bill Belichick this question, the head coach of the New England Patriots. He is very, and most coaches are, I'm not just saying it's just him, they don't want to overload the rookies. So here you've got a veteran that Tim Jennings understands about two-way goes if he's lining up over a slot receiver. Plus he's got the experiences, as Tom mentioned. And then here you can tell Kyle Fuller, get this position down in terms of being a corner on the outside, where you're not going to deal with those two-way goes, where he's limited in a little bit, where, hey, just get this position down. If you start moving the guys around too early, because we know that Kyle Fuller is a hybrid type of player. That's what he was targeted as coming out in the draft. But the key is you can't overload him too much during the, because if they don't get one position down and you start moving around the different positions, their head's just going to be swimming. They need to get the base down, and then maybe when he gets the experience, all right, now let's play with this player a little bit. Let's see what he can do and see if he understands what we're trying to accomplish.
Coming up next, we'll switch gears and talk about the Bears offense with Jay Cutler's bodyguard. That's next on Bears All Access, alongside 85 Bear Tom Thayer, former Bears quarterback Jim Miller. I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Register today at priceless.com/Chicago for MasterCard's Priceless Chicago, a collection of amazing experiences available exclusively to MasterCard cardholders. Zach Zaidman, 85 Bear Tom Thayer, and former Bears quarterback Jim Miller with you. Another edition of Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we're pleased to be joined right now by the Bears starting left tackle, Jermon Bushrod, here on Bears All Access. Jermon and his wife Jessica will be hosting a hot summer trends fashion show at Shaku, 625 North Milwaukee in Libertyville, on Thursday night, June 5th. So there's a little bit of swagger that Jermon is bringing to the program today, right?
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. Thanks for having me on, man.
Well, what is a hot summer trend for a 300-pound offensive lineman?
Well, you know, here, you know, with this whole deal, it's, you know, we're kind of getting the spotlight off the players, and we're highlighting the wives. You know, we're highlighting our better halves. They're going to be modeling some clothes for Akira. It's a boutique, a clothing boutique for women. And, you know, we're going to be doing it at you know, a nice sushi restaurant here in Libertyville at Shaku. So, you know, we're kind of, you know, we're giving them the spotlight, man, you know,
nice.
And, you know, it's just going to be a good time for, you know, for all of us to get together and come together for a good cause.
Jermon, will we get to see any of the big guys escorting their brides down the aisle for the fashion show?
Oh no, no, they get the total spotlight, man. Just them, you know. It's their moment, and yeah, you know, we're just gonna be off to the side, just enjoying them.
All right, let's get into OTAs. Hey, how is year two? You know, it's a big year two for you because you came here with huge expectations and you provided everything for the Bears fans. And then you, with a new head coach, and even though you're familiar with your offensive line coach, what's going to be different for you in year two around here?
You know, honestly, I just want to continue to work on some things to get as good as I possibly can, man. You know, it's just about growing in this league. You know, I don't want to decline. I want to continue to incline and find ways to get better and help the young players out along the way, because, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this thing forever, but I want to, you know, for as long as I can do it, I want to continue to work on some things. I want to continue to get stronger physically, mentally, and just to go out and enjoy this game, man, because, you know, it's over just like that.
What's the next step for the Bears offense? You know, you're coming off a season, you led the NFC in points scored. So when you look at this team overall, where can you guys get better, and in what specific areas?
Honestly, I think we can get better in all areas, truthfully. You know, it was our first year in this offense. You're talking about an offense that, you know, I've been a part of for 6 years before coming here. You know, and I know the type of offense it is. I've seen how the offense has grown. And the fact that we kind of just got it all at one time, pretty much for the most part last year, and we're continuing to add stuff now, but, you know, we put in a good chunk. So, you know, I think the more reps we can get, the more repetitions at practice, during practice, and in the classroom, and just getting more familiar with each other. I think there's some ways we can definitely improve. I mean, yeah, we did some good things last year, but, you know, it's a whole new year, it's a whole new identity this year, and, you know, we're going to continue to work.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jermon, because I thought you guys were starting to hit your stride. Well, there's no doubt you were hitting your stride late in the season as an offense. Things that we always say you can hang your hat on in terms of plays that you can run. But you said the key word there, growing, expanding, doing more things, because more is expected, and you can probably do more offensively now. I don't know. Is it a little bit more no huddle, more checks at the line of scrimmage, more changing protections, things of that nature? And your experiences in this offense, how did it grow, say, down in New Orleans, like from year one to year two, where you really could just add on and do so much more in terms of the concepts that you get under your belt?
Well, you know, I just think it's about us having a better understanding of the offense, you know, because I got the opportunity to play in 2009. You know, yeah, we won the Super Bowl with the Saints, and you know, I knew protections, and I knew, you know, how to run, you know, execute our run plays, but I didn't have an understanding the way that I did the next year going in and just learning how to play together with our offensive line. You know, I mean, we're going to be playing against some of the best players, this year. We have a tough schedule, you know, defensive line wise, and, you know, it's not easy going out there one-on-one, but if the center knows where their guard help is, or if the tackle knows where their guard help is, or if you know if you're getting a nudge, if you have a tight end, certain ways you can set certain things, you know, you're just trying to find a way to get more familiar with the offense, man, and just honestly just hone your technique, man. You hone your technique and you find ways to play together. I mean, that's one thing that we talk about as an offensive line before every game, the weeks, the days leading up to games. We have to find a way to play together at the whole time. You know, it's the same thing with our offense as well. You know, our quarterback goes on how our offensive line plays. He doesn't get the ball out of his hands unless the running backs pick up blitzes and the wide receivers run nice crisp routes. So, you know, it's all about playing together.
You know, Jermon, you have a successful career going in the NFL. I started every game but fourth round pick, and you have a lot of experience with Aaron Cromer. But now there's going to be a subtle change. Pat Myers will be the offensive line coach. Aaron will still be a part of you. How will the message change, or what will be different about these two? Because I really saw Aaron come in last year and change the culture of the offensive line here. And how will Pat continue that process?
Well, nothing will change. You know, our same philosophy will be going, will be the same as last year. You know, Pat does a tremendous job of getting us where we need to be, and he echoes Cromer's mindset. And truthfully, at the end of the day, you know, we're still going to be working hands-on with Coach Cromer. I know he has a new title and everything, but, you know, he can't get away from that offensive line.
Spending some time with Jermon Bushrod, the Bears left tackle, here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. During the offseason, Jermon, you guys, the starting unit and a couple of backups, went down to Florida to work out. Brandon Marshall, I guess, hosted you guys. What was that like? And I know that when you were with the Saints, Drew Brees would get everybody together. How was this different than, say, what you did in New Orleans?
Well, with this, I mean, we kind of, you know, we this was just, it was team building, you know. And that's why it was so special, because, you know, when we did it in New Orleans, it's because, honestly, we had to do it. You know, we didn't have to do this Miami deal, you know, going down there training and getting together. We didn't have to do that. But when it came to the lockout, you know, we needed to get that work in. You know, so it's just different. You know, you got guys taking, you know, pretty much a whole week out of their schedule to come in and be around your teammates, get some really good work in, but then also get to know these guys off the field a little more. You know, down there in sunny Miami, we kind of, you know, we beat the snow from this horrible winter we had. and we just got the opportunity to go down there and enjoy each other, but get better too.
I know you're a humble guy, Jermon. You may not answer this, but I hope you do, because I get to vote for the AP, like all pro teams and all that. I thought you had the best year at left tackle. I know the Joe Thomases of the world get their kudos, but every game I watched you, I thought the only guy who gave you trouble was Robert Quinn of the St. Louis Rams. I wanted to get your perspective. Where do you think you rate in terms of left tackles around the league? Where do you think your game is at? And do you think you're underappreciated with what you do? Because I believe you are.
I mean, honestly, truthfully, I let the people who do that, you know, that's something I don't even get into. You know, if anyone who knows me or been around me preseason, they see, you know, my goal, honestly, I just want to play in that last game. You know, I have had the opportunity to, you know, go to a couple Pro Bowls and get off on the middle team this last year and you know, be a part of the Madden O-Line Protectors Award, but you know, that's never my goal. Although, you know, it's great to be acknowledged like that. You know, especially, you know, making the Pro Bowl, that's something, you know, I didn't make any All-Star team or anything like that in college. So, for me to have the opportunity here, you know, here from King George, Virginia, to have that opportunity was, you know, it's kind of surreal when you look back on it, but I really don't think about it too much. You know, I just try to, my focus is trying to play in that last game.
Well, let me follow up with that. Who is the best pass rusher you face? Because, I mean, maybe what your thoughts on Robert Quinn, because that's a pretty good player down there in St. Louis.
He played lights out last year, man. I haven't seen many people play at the speed he played at. And when you're playing him there in St. Louis with their fans screaming, and it's, you know, it's a little tough to get off, you know, get off the ball the way that you want to, that dude's a headache, man. He's definitely a headache. He has a bright future ahead of him.
Hey, Jermon, when you guys go through practices, a lot of your sessions are ones against ones. Can you put the hat on backwards and give us a snippet, a little scouting report, or the couple of the new defensive linemen, the new defensive ends that the Chicago Bears fans are going to see this year, Jared, Willie, Lamar, and the rest of the guys?
I mean, honestly, Chicago Bears fans should be pretty excited about the additions that we brought in. You know, I get the opportunity to go up against Jared every single day. You know, so far we don't have pads on, but you know, I see the speed this guy is moving at this year, the way he uses his hands. you know, it's something that you have to get used to. You know, I mean, this guy has me studying him more. You know, I'm studying more practice film to see what he's doing, you know. So these guys bring a lot to our team. You know, Willie Young is a disruptive pass rusher. I've been watching him play for the last three years that I've been watching him in Detroit, and he gets constant pressure. He has a high motor. Lamar Houston, I mean, he's just an animal. You know, he's a low leverage player, good power, good bull rusher, man. You know what you're getting at Donaje. You know, big bull rusher. I mean, you know, he's a Chicago favorite. And Trevor Scott, man, you know, he just brings a lot of energy. Strong kid, good leverage. So, you know, we're gonna have quite the time here come Bourbonnais. But you know, at the end of the day, man, I'm excited about our defense. I'm excited to have this challenge to get better against them, man.
There's a quiet confidence at Halas Hall, isn't there, that you guys can take that next step overall as a team based on these offseason additions, isn't there?
Hey, yeah, absolutely. Every year, you know, you're feeling it. But, you know, with these additions we made, with the veterans we've signed back, with the mindset of this team, you know, I'm you know, we're trying to get to that last game, and that's all we're thinking about.
All right, before we let you go, Jermon, again, you're hosting with your wife, Jessica, Hot Summer Trends Fashion Show at Shaku, 625 North Milwaukee in Libertyville on Thursday night, June 5th. What's the website so if people want more information, they can go to and find out the latest?
They can actually just go to my website, JermonBushrod.com or VisualizingWise.com. It'll bring up the same page. And there's a tab in the right-hand corner where you can purchase tickets. I know, you know, they're selling pretty good right now, truthfully, you know, leading up to the event. But, you know, I think there's a few more slots open. We'd love to have some more Bear fans in there just to be a part of this deal we're having.
Right, and proceeds will benefit Jermon's Visualize and Rise Foundation, which supports youth sports and education programs. Now, there's a lot of style and swagger inside the Bears locker room, usually where the receivers are. So I'm guessing that, you know, between Brandon Marshall, some of the Matt Forte, very stylish. And I believe the MC of this event is the tight end, the talkative Martellus Bennett, who is European chic when it comes to his fashion, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, you never know what you're going to get with Martellus when he comes in the fashion department.
Or when you give him a microphone.
The dude brings it every week. You know, he's... you know, I'm excited to have him co-MC this show, truthfully, because, you know, he's a very entertaining guy, man. So it's going to be cool.
Yeah, he'll definitely put on a show. And out of the offensive linemen, because this is a fair question to ask, and I'm sure Tom will have a lot to say about this. Who's the most stylish person on that O-line?
You talking to him.
That's why it's his event, Jermon. Thank you so much.
I'm gonna give it to my young boy, man, George Mills, man. You know, he's got the mohawk and all that good stuff, man. You know, he's one of the young guns, and he has a bright future. So I'm gonna give it to him.
Yeah, he busted out a violet-colored suit when he accepted his Brian Piccolo Award earlier
Absolutely.
This offseason. So good stuff. Jermon, thank you so much.
All right, man. I appreciate you guys, man. Truthfully.
Bears left tackle Jermon Bushrod spending some time with us talking some football. Let's digest everything that we heard, and we'll react to it next with Tom Thayer, Jim Miller. I'm Zach Zaidman. Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show starring Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petrucci, brought to you by Jimmy John's and airing every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox Chicago. Or go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. And this week on Inside the Bears, AA Anthony Adams crashes picture day at Halas Hall. AA jokes with Jay Cutler, Jared Allen, Matt Forte, and other players. A behind-the-scenes look at Kyle Fuller's draft day experience. Coming your way Saturday, 6 p.m. on 50, and Sunday, 10:35 p.m., Fox 32, Chicago. Zach Zaidman, joined by 85 Bear Tom Thayer, and former Bears quarterback Jim Miller here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. We just heard from Jermon Bushrod, the Bears left tackle, and I think it's interesting the way he talks about the team being able to bond when they went down to Miami when Brandon Marshall brought everybody together, there was a high attendance rate there. All the big names that make up the Bears offense, including some of the top reserves, were down there. Tom, were you ever a part of something like that during your days, or because you guys didn't have this new collective bargaining agreement, you guys were always practicing together when it counted?
Right. I mean, we had an opportunity to spend a lot more time around the facility than they do have according to the new collective bargaining agreement. But I still do love the fact that these guys are willing to take their personal time and physically use it to the betterment of the football team. And it takes the initiative of some of the leaders on this football team, and obviously Brandon Marshall is one of them. But then Jermon Bushrod is just as much as a leader. I think when you see him, you know, having the fashion show on June 5th, investment in the community. It's just another way that this team is on a course to build. And it is the camaraderie. It is the relationships they have in the off season to work during their free time, to invest in the community during their free time and have this fashion show. In Jermon, like I talked about, the expectations when they signed him as a free agent, it was to come in here and solidify a position and an entire offensive line. I don't think he had the luxury of just coming in here and being a good left tackle. He needed to be a great offensive lineman, a great teammate, and one of the leaders in work ethic to have that message sent around the rest of the team.
Jim, something that stands out when I hear the Bears talk throughout the offseason, and something that Matt Forte brought up, Jermon didn't talk about it when I asked him about where they need to improve, but Forte brought up that final game that the Bears played in the regular season against Green Bay, another loss to the Packers, and the Bears now 2-9 over the last 5 years against Green Bay. He said, hey, it's time to beat the Packers, and they know that they're not going to go to where they want to go and play in that last game, as Bushrod talked about, unless they're able to consistently go out there and be competitive and beat Green Bay. How do they go about that process?
Well, one, it's making it a goal, as Matt Forte just declared. You win your division, you're in. You're in the playoffs. That needs to be the goal of every team in the National Football League. And Green Bay Packers, they're in the way. And that's the way Matt Forte should look. Every player, everybody in that organization should look at it that way. You're in the way. So remove all doubt and get it done. And that needs to be a goal. It needs to be set, and it needs to be accomplished. And I think he said it exactly how it needed to be stated.
I don't think any team really wants to go into a season and only have 7-8, 8-8, 9-7 expectations. That's the worst thing that you can have. I think it's a championship attitude and championship goals. And I think even when we talked about the first meeting that Mark Trestman and he met with his team this year was, look, last year we were 8-8 and we had a great season. We really accomplished some big things. But if we do that same thing, it's a complete disaster this year. And that's the fine line between it. You can have what is determined to be success when you have the initial stages of turning the organization around. But nowadays, turning the organization around is, after that first year, it's a championship attitude. And I'm glad that the Bears, players, coaching staff, and that is the goal that's set before them, not just being content with making sure they have a good showing against the Buffalo Bills the first week of the regular season.
Do you want to win a gift certificate to Sports Authority? You can. We're just moments away from playing Ask Tom here on Bears All Access. 312-644-6767 is the phone number here on the program. 312-644-6767. We go rapid fire style coming up in a few minutes. The best caller of the segment, where you ask Tom Thayer a question about football, will receive a gift certificate to Sports Authority, courtesy of Jim Miller. So we'll give you an opportunity now to line up the phone lines. And when we come back from the break, we will talk to you with the Ask Tom segment. But before we get to that, I want to hit on some of the issues that the Bears have been dealing with. Because, for example, when you look at the offense, all the starters are back from last season on offense to begin 2014. Some guys are nursing injuries, like Matt Slauson. He should be ready to go by the time training camp rolls around. But when it comes to defense, a lot of changes. When it comes to special teams, a lot of changes, including the fact that, you know, the Bears are looking for a replacement from Devin Hester, and the guy who got the first opportunity to return punts and kicks, at least during the OTA session that was open to the media, former CFL star Chris Williams, who had a little bit of a cup of coffee with the team last season. Tom, what do you know about this guy?
you know, trying to earn his stripes, trying to earn his opportunity through something that Devin Hester has been able to put a magnifying glass on. And they're the good and the bad of this. Devin Hester has been able to turn this into a weapon. Now, Chris Williams is trying to capitalize on what he's already been able to build. But fresh in the mind of the Chicago Bears fans is going to be the effort and the ridiculousness that Devin has provided here for years. But, again, I think that should be motivation for Chris Williams, who catches the first one, to whoever's going to catch the first one on opening day. And the great thing about special teams and your ability to compete for a spot is that sometimes when talent becomes uncovered, that's when desire becomes unknown from a player that you haven't had an opportunity to see. And these guys that have an opportunity to make a career for themselves. And again, I just want to bring up the name Devin Hester, because he did pave the way for the most recent history of Chicago Bears fans to be have an understanding of how much and how important that position is. But the first guy catching the first punt is good. The person that's catching the first punt in the regular season game will be the most important.
Jim, when we come back, we're playing Ask Tom. If you had to give advice to the callers lining up right now to ask Tom some questions, because you're going to be the judge, what would it be?
It would be, well, since in honor of Jermaine Bushrod, I'd ask Tom his hot summer trends for fashion. Is it just swim trunks and a surfboard with maybe a little board wax?
Oh,
it's like 60 minutes all of a sudden on Bears All Access. Jim Miller is along. So's Tom Thayer. I'm Zach Sabin. Ask Tom, 312-644-6767. Your questions for Tom. The best question will get, a gift certificate to Sports Authority, courtesy of Jim Miller, right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Join the Chicago Bears Kids Club, brought to you by Papa John's. Members have access to events, contests, and opportunities to meet Bears players, as well as chances to win Bears tickets. Sign up at chicagobears.com/kidsclub. Alongside 85 Bear Tom Thayer and former Bears quarterback Jim Miller, I'm Zach Sabin. Another edition of Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. And guess what it's time for right now? Ask Tom. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We go rapid-fire style. I punch up you on the radio. You get a chance to ask Tom your question about football. Jim Miller's in the back there with the legal pad judging. And at the end of the segment, Jim will pick the best question, and that caller will get a gift certificate to Sports Authority. Are you ready, guys?
We're ready.
Let's roll.
Let's rock and roll with John on the South Side. You are on Bears All Access. Ask Tom.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, Tom? I was trying to find out. Great. I was trying to find out, man, about the safety position with the rookie that we drafted, man. Are we getting some guy like Al Afalava or a Major Ryder, or what kind of guy are we getting out this guy?
Well, I mean, he has experience. He has experience in the Big Ten. He's got experience at multiple positions, and he's a hitter. You know, we were talking to him last week, Brock Vereen, and when we were talking to him, I said that every time you get drafted, there's strengths, weaknesses, and concerns, and they said a weakness is small hands. If that's the biggest concern that you have, or the biggest weakness for a defensive back that has a hitting attitude and knows how to play close to the line of scrimmage, listen, any kid that gets drafted out of college is going to go through the most severe evaluation process of his athletic life, and it's going to come by way of Chicago Bears, the training camp, and then the way how he fits in the NFL. But he has got the credentials to be drafted and to be a member of the Chicago Bears and go out there and compete for a position. And I think a lot of Bears fans knows how desperate the need for help is at that position specifically.
Hey, the fact they traded up to get him on that fourth round tells you a lot about what they think about Brock Vereen. Plus, Chris Conte's not going to be around until at least training camp, so Vereen has an opportunity to really impress the coaches. Right now, he's working with the second team, M.D. Jennings, with the first string at free safety. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Ask Tom. We continue. Crystal Lake, Greg, you are on Bears All Access.
Hey, Greg.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good.
I have a question I've always wondered. How come when you're on offense and you go into the line of scrimmage, do you have to have the defense be allowed to be set prior to snapping the ball? I've noticed many, many thousands of times where we need like a half a yard. Why can't we just go to the line of scrimmage, snap the ball before they're even really set so we can get that? We don't have to play with it for a while, you know?
The official has to officially set the ball and retreat into his position to get into the safety zone. So I'm with you. I see there are occurrences where the defense isn't 100% ready. Maybe it's the team making a late decision on what they want to do on a short down, short distance scenario. But again, it's up to the official when he sets the ball, deem it ready for play, and he's in a safe position.
Bears All Access rolls on with DJ in the car. Ask Tom.
Hey, DJ.
So quick question. There's obviously been a lot of improvements in the offense under Trestman, but an article just came out on ESPN, and it broke down the bad decision rate for Jay Cutler, and I believe he's been in the bottom three of all starting quarterbacks pretty much every year of his career except for last year. He was in the middle of the pack. Is that the biggest question for the Bears offense for this year?
I don't think so. I think it's probably going to be the best result of the Bears offense this year, is because finally Jay's going to have consistency in the coaching and the terminology in the same coordinator, the same system, the same personnel. It's so tricky for a quarterback to constantly break in a new group of receivers, running back, offensive line personnel. If you're bringing the change of an offensive coordinator, each of them have changes in the details of how they see defenses, their terminology, and the different things you have to learn. I honestly believe Jay has the opportunity to have the best year of his career because of the consistencies he's going to have both throughout last season, throughout offseason OTAs, training camp, and going into next season.
Can I add something here?
Yeah.
This is like goes back to other companies that are like trying to break down guys' play. ESPN doesn't know Jay's read. They don't know the coverage. They don't know where he's supposed to go with the football. So they can't be breaking down that type of stuff to make a determination that Jay is a bad decision maker, because they don't know those things, and they don't know what Jay Cutler is being asked to do. So I would disregard any of those type of reports.
Judge Jim, a former quarterback in the NFL, letting you know how it really is. Rashad in Hyde Park, ask Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, coming from one of the best offensive linemen that I've ever talked to, I wanted to know, as far as, you know, the running game, preferential to a speed back or more of a in-between-the-tackles type of running back, what is more conducive to winning or offensive line preference as far as style of block for?
That's a great question. You know, probably Chris Johnson from Tennessee is the best example. Here's a guy that's blessed with blazing speed, out of control, gets around the edge, and he's gone. But he's really limited what he can do after they get the details and the subtleties, how to defense him specifically. Give me a guy that's determined to get 4 yards per carry and to do it at a regular pace, but in the months of November and December, he's willing to turn it up and give me those difficult 3.5 to 4.5-yard carries at maybe 20 carries. Then you're going to see a winning team. You're going to see a Super Bowl contender. So, you know, the Blazers are always nice to have, but if you give me those workhorse backs, your Matt Fortes, your Walter Paytons, guys like that, that's what's going to get you a championship.
All right, our final contestant here on Ask Tom, we go to the northwest side of Chicago. Rick, you're on Bears All Access.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, hey, Tom. I just wanted to know what type of growth and development we can expect out of Jordan Mills coming into his second year.
Oh, I these guys even haven't scratched the surface of their potential. You know, talking to Kyle Long a little bit, he said the first 3 to 4 or 5 weeks last year, he didn't even know what he was doing. He was just kind of learning the system, making sure that he would run and make contact. And again, between Kyle Long and Jordan Mills, I think the opportunity to have to balance the offensive line, make sure that it's not always running behind Jermon Bushrod and Matt Slauson, that Kyle Long and Jordan Mills take an equal portion of the responsibility. But again, I still don't think you're going to see the best out of these young offensive linemen for maybe a year or two down the road. They have some understandings of the game that they have to improve from last year. The talent is going to be greater in front of them. So I think the potential from the offensive line is going to grow tremendously this year.
Jim, we had a lot of good questions for Tom during the segment, but only one winner walks away. Who's going to be that winner?
Great questions, as you mentioned. Drum roll, please. We're gonna go with Greg. Greg, the second caller, he gets it. He asked about how what can you do if you want to go up and call a play quick when a defense is not set. Tom had a great reply, so Greg is going to get it tonight.
Congratulations to Greg from Crystal Lake. You win a gift certificate to Sports Authority, courtesy of Jim Miller. When we come back, guys, I want you to think about this during the break. You know, every offseason you need to get better in a variety of different areas in order to take the next step. What's the biggest area of improvement? At what position do the Bears need to get at their best in order to get into the playoffs next season? That's next with 85 Bear Tom Thayer and former Bears quarterback Jim Miller. I'm Zach Zabin on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zabin, Tom Thayer, Jim Miller with you. So, it's no secret the Bears struggled defensively last year. They actually gave up more points than they ended up scoring last year. And the Bears were number two in the NFL in scoring, averaging nearly 28 points per game. But they gave up nearly 30 points per contest a year ago. They were last in the league against the run. They were tied with the Jaguars for the fewest sacks in the NFL. And yet, they came, one big play in that fourth quarter from ending up going to the playoffs. So when you look ahead now to 2014, Jim, I'll start with you. What position group needs to improve the most for the Bears to be able to take that next step?
It's hard to just point at a position group rather than a whole group, and you're going to say defense. Because at the end of the day, to me, three statistics matter the most in the NFL. You just talked about points scored, now points allowed defensively. Bottom line is to keep them out of the end zone. Offense's job is to get it in the end zone. Defense's job is to keep it out. And then, of course, turnovers are going to factor in. So for me, it wouldn't be one position. It's a unit defensively. Can you jump to the mid-teens? Say a team like Tennessee last year, they jumped from 27th in the league defensively in points scored up to 14th. Can the Bears make that type of jump? And I would think they can. If they can do that, they'll be all right. But to me, it'd be the whole unit. It's got to be the whole unit.
You know, one thing that's relatable specifically to the offseason is making sure that you're going through the stages of the offseason to get your body through the regular season. And to me, I think the defensive line has to get stronger. They not only have to have the strength to hold up against a running game, but they have to be stronger that relates to quickness, that when they have to rush the passer effectively, that they're able to do that. So if you give me one group, I need to see a stronger defensive line, and they need to be more imposing from the outside on their pass rushing. But, and that's something that is directly relatable to a weight room, and I need to see. I mean, from Ratliff and Collins and Stephen Paya, plus Will Sutton and the young guys that are coming here this year, I think that's the main goal for me would be to see the defensive front gain strength.
A couple of other areas. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about the safety position, and everyone understands that that needs to get better. But I think the linebacking unit also has to take that next step. John Bostic, I thought, had a rough first year, but he had an opportunity to make mistakes, and he's got a better teacher now in linebackers coach Reggie Herring, and I don't think he's going to be asked to be doing the same things that he needed to do a year ago in this new defense that Mel Tucker's running. And I spent some time with Lance Briggs the other day at Hallis Hall, and he was saying that, you know, coming off the injury, one of the things that he's trying to do is keep himself as healthy as possible now that he's in his 30s and take pressure off his back. He's been spending a lot of time this offseason building up his lower body, his quad area, his hamstrings, his thighs, his glutes, because he feels that if his legs are strong, then it'll take the pressure off the back with some of the new movements that he has to do as a linebacker. And it's little things like that. Charles Tillman taking care of some maintenance surgery procedures that he had done even before the start of the offseason. The older guys are very cognizant of making sure that they're in a position to be able to make plays for the long haul this late stage of their careers.
Well, it's all great points, because we saw with the failures of the defensive line that Tom just pointed out, specifically defensive tackle. And then once John Bostic lost his cheat sheet, meaning Lance Briggs, I mean, Lance Briggs was helping him along. To have that type of knowledge next to you, hey, you know, just even at the snap of the ball, hey, bro, check this or check that or be careful of this right before the snap. I mean, that's a nice cheat sheet to have on the field, and ultimately that was lost when Lance got hurt. And, you know, you hate to say that. It looked like John Bostic was lost as soon as he lost Lance Briggs due to injury.
Which is understandable when you consider how valuable Briggs is, and you've seen every kind of offensive attack against the Bears defense for the last decade. All right, we got to say goodbye. What another action-packed radio program. Jim Miller, thank you. Tom Thayer, thank
you. We're done?
Yeah, we're done.
Go hit the surfboard, Tom. You'll be all right. Summer trends, my friend.
I promise you we will be back next Thursday, 6 o'clock, right here on The Score, doing it all over again for Herb Lawrence, Joe Ostrowski, Jim Padgett, everybody that's always a part of the show. I'm Zach Zabeman saying thanks for listening to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Miller Lite, Verizon, and United Airlines.